Another check of Triple Team traffic. Three times more eyes on the road, starting with you, Andy Farnsworth.
Well, looking at northbound I-15, it's still pretty backed up. KSL travel times over 30 minutes from Point of the Mountain to downtown, probably about 35, depending on if you're coming from Utah County, if you're getting on the freeway somewhere at the south end of the valley. Bangor Highway's been in rough shape between Taylorsville and West Valley because of something going on at 4100 South. We've got a problem with the timing of the lights, and that's really messed everybody up both yesterday and today. 215's Westbelt got pretty rough between Taylorsville and the airport turnoff, but right now the only slowing I'm seeing is right before the 201 freeway. Eric Butler.
Got various spots of northbound slowing on I-15 in Utah County. Have a report of a new accident around Pioneer Crossing, so we're going to try to find that for you. Right now, you do have some reduced speed northbound approaching University Parkway in Orem between Pioneer Crossing and 2100 North, and then past 2100 North just as you roll by Thanksgiving Point. Heather?
Looks like we're mostly back to freeway speeds through Layton and Kaysville. Occasionally the brake lights pop up through a road construction area, but then you're still well below the speed limit as you leave Beck Street in North Salt Lake and head into downtown. No problems though on Legacy. The busier streets now are in Bountiful, your city streets, and in the Clearfield area. Grove Crest Villas in Pleasant Grove, featuring open floor plans and beautiful decor. The best part is having fun with friends. For active adults 55 and better, visit GroveCrest55.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.